With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. On the night of December 26, 1985, writer Whitley Strieber was asleep in his getaway cabin in upstate New York. Suddenly, Strieber was awakened by a strange, swirling sound coming from the living room.
No sooner had I sat up in bed than I saw a small figure, about 3.5 to 4 feet tall, peep around the bedroom door, wearing a flat helmet and oblong shield on its chest.
Whitley Strieber thought he was dreaming until the being rushed into the room,
followed by dozens of other ones in dark blue uniforms.
Strieber leaped out of bed.
They swept me off my feet and started taking me out of the room. I began to struggle, and they began placing a thing against the side of my head that anesthetized me.
The little creatures with their slit eyes dragged Whitley Strieber into what could only have been a UFO.
They said they were going to do an operation on my brain. They inserted a needle into my head, and there was a needle mark in my head. It was there. My wife saw it.
Strieber awoke back in his room, wondering if he should call the cops or see a psychiatrist. Psychological tests have shown that Strieber was not suffering from a psychosis. In fact, his psychiatrist has written a statement to that effect in Strieber's book, Communion, an account of his confrontation with the unknown and how it changed his life.
The book is about a true, unexplained experience with witnesses and all kinds of different physical corroboration that it really happened.
Fiction or fact? Decide for yourself after reading Whitley Strieber's best-selling book, Communion, now in Avon paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I don't need to be the author that thinks he was taken aboard a UFO by little men, believe me.
In his book, Communion, Whitley Strieber says he was abducted by little beings from outer space who did an operation on his brain before letting him go. It wasn't the first time Strieber encountered the unknown. Once, another strange thing happened at his cabin in the country.
It was a night of great disturbance where there were huge periods where enormous light was around the house, to the point where I thought the house was burning down.
Strieber had two house guests who recall that night vividly.
A woman heard little feet scurrying across the floor of our bedroom upstairs. And Don, she assumed it was our cats, but our cats weren't there. Even as I tell you this, I'm just flabbergasted again, because doesn't this sound like real experience? It sounds like there was something there, doesn't it?
In spite of Whitley Strieber's confrontation with the strange, he has obtained no physical evidence.
I have never gotten hold of an artifact. They have never given me so much as a belt buckle from a UFO, nor have I asked for one.
But why you, Whitley? Why couldn't these bizarre events happen to someone like me? Well, I'm poetic. I grew up a teenager in the 1950s on science fiction. Why don't these things happen to me?
Don,
why are you mystified by these things that apparently happened to you, but I've been left out?
Don, I have to tell you in all frankness, I am getting a lot of letters from people. I think it's happened to a lot of people, and I also think there are even more people it's happened to who don't have any memory of it at all.
Whitley Strieber, now a believer in UFOs. His book Communion is now an Avon paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.